This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Last night, trying to make it two in a row against the Phillies tonight. It's Grant Holmes on the hill. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live in Augusta, guys. And if you're going, wait a minute, what are you guys doing in Augusta? Well, there's a big golf tournament going on here.
Yes, a tradition unlike any other. We're live at Twin Peaks here, Carl. Just a driver and a driver. Thank you, Mark. And another driver from Washington Road. We're off of 520 right here. And the first exit off 520 when you make the right off of the interstate. Made it out here pretty easily, man. Just, man, I said earlier, a couple guys hit us up on the text line and on Twitter saying that, yeah, man, welcome to our world. Guys who live in Conyers and Covington with some of that construction at Spaghetti Junction, but their miniature version of where I-20 meets 285. Wow, is that some slow-moving traffic, man.
Yeah, I luckily was able to fly by that. I was already on the highway, but to get on the highways where you're talking about, I think, that's congestion, no doubt. Hopefully they get that done. I don't know, Mike, in 2039.
Well, it's kind of like if you ever drove south on 75, we used to joke around, like, what's that line I always say to Carl? I don't know who this Bob is from Bob's Barricades, but that seems like it's a good business. Because remember, like, from Tifton, from the Big Peanut down to Valdosta, it seemed like literally like 40 miles of, like, highway cones and barricades. Yeah, hopefully they'll get it done in our lifetime.
Hey, by the way, lineup is out. Money Harris is leading off tonight. Albies Ozuna hitting third. Matt Olson cleanup. And then Austin Riley, Mike. Now we're talking, man. Sean Murphy's going to be hitting after Riley. De La Cruz is in the lineup tonight in left field. Jarrett Kelenic in right field. And then Arcia, as we said, Grant Holmes is on the hill tonight. So, listen, you beat their best pitcher, right?
Right.
And Zach Wheeler. Our guy didn't necessarily pitch great. I know Sale last night, 9 hits, 4 2/3 innings. Gave up 5 runs. The ERA is a little high, but I'm not concerned about that. Again, I thought he gave you chances to win on the road against the Padres and the Dodgers. We just didn't get it done offensively, but you know, you go out and beat Wheeler, you got to feel good about your chances moving forward in these next few.
Yeah, and we said, like, I'm not expecting, I mean, a sweep will take a sweep, but take 2 out of 3 from Philly.
Absolutely.
By the way, after the Braves, you know, looked like, you know, made the Dodgers look like world beaters, and the Dodgers certainly look good. They've lost a bunch of games in a row now. They've come back to earth 7-4. So everybody finds an equilibrium.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to go 115-12. Right? I mean, even though it did feel like that after the West Coast swing. But, yeah, man, this team's going to be okay. That's a nice sign, especially to see Sean Murphy come back and really get in the swing of things.
All right, man. We want to hear from you guys. Find Mike on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. We'd love to hear from you guys. Hanging out here, Twin Peaks in Augusta. Great day, man. They got these big windows open, beautiful breeze. This place is packed, Mike, because the par 3 is going on today. And so a lot of folks come in here to check it out.
Yeah, man. Seeing all the golfers, those that have kids and their families. One thing for certain, all the golfers have incredibly hot wives, and some of them are caddying for them, and so you're seeing them do the par 3. So John Rahm get pin high. We saw a couple of holes in one, but it's just kind of neat to see some of the little kids, and especially if some of these kids eventually, Carl, make it when you and I are retired living somewhere in Florida or wherever, and then you'll see, they'll have the video of, like, you know, go whatever, Justin Thomas's kid when he was in the par 3.
Yeah, I was watching. I just came across it, you know, the putt contest, the long drive right. For the kids. I'm trying to think of it, Mike. This weekend, I want to say it was, I was flipping through and I saw a little bit of it. And it's just amazing to see how this generation, right, I think compared to when I was coming up, I wasn't aware of, you know, all the stuff that was available. And even if I was, we couldn't afford it.
Right.
But the fact is, like, I think this generation of kids growing up, Mike, on the, you know, tail end of what Tiger has done, and I'm not saying he's done, but I'm saying his greatness. And then, you know, where we are now with golf, the game is as big as it's ever been. And my point is, these kids have a luxury of getting in at a younger age and learning. And I'm watching some of these swings the other day over the weekend. These kids are incredible, man. I'm talking about like 7, 8, 9-year-olds.
Right. Now, I don't know how much pressure is on Charlie Woods, Tiger's son, because I know there's lots of great junior golfers out there, and Charlie's progression might not be as fast as perhaps some expected, but remember him when he was doing this years ago with his dad. But one thing you just touched on real quick with golf is we thought with Tiger, and again, I'm a guy that, yeah, I've had to watch it for doing the radio show, but I was never passionate about it until Tiger kind of broke on the scene. When's the next Tiger? I mean, yeah, we got, you know, Harold Varner III, but that's not even close. I mean, we haven't really had that. The guy, whether it's a black kid or, you know, somebody that, you know, is going to kind of take it to the next level in this generation. Because I thought that's what's going to be the, for instance, where I play in the south side of Canongate. It's kind of like a working man's golf course. It's not snooty. It's black. It's white. It's old and young, which I like because, you know, playing with your shirt untucked, play with some music, you know, smoke them if you got them. But where is like that next generation of stars from the Tiger influence?
Well,
I guess
I think, you know, you're seeing a guy like Scottie Scheffler here, who I think is dominant. Again, if he wins another green jacket, you're talking about 3 and 5. You know, that's pretty impressive. I don't know that the problem is, Mike, when you start talking about majors, you know, are we going to see anybody get to 10?
Right.
Right. Rory, as good as he's been.
I'm just talking about a minority. I'm just talking about a guy who's going to help move the needle and get more people involved in the sport.
I understand. I don't know where that guy is. I don't know where that kid is. But I do know this. More kids are playing than ever.
Right.
And I'm talking about drive, chip, putt is what I'm talking about.
Right.
I couldn't remember the name because I was watching and I was like, what is it? And then I realized. But the kids, the swings and just the ability that they have compared to what we, you know, it's amazing. And the technology is certainly better. The teaching is better. But I think that kid's out there, Mike, but I can't tell you where he is. You're talking about a phenomenon,
right?
Because that's what Tiger was. I don't know where the phenomenon. I think there are a lot of good kids that are golfing that could be really good, and they're going to be great college players, and they're going to get on tour. And you're seeing a lot of those guys now. I don't know where the phenomenon
is. But that's the thing. Even like when you watch like the golf for the Collegiate Golf Championship, you don't see a lot of black kids. You know what I'm saying? So this my question is, I thought we'd really see more people, like we get more people involved from every walk of life in America. Same thing goes for tennis. You know, we've seen some guys and we've had some dudes, but I mean, there's been nothing to the level of Venus and Serena.
No.
You know, on the men's side.
No.
You know?
Again, phenoms,
you know,
though.
James Blake here and there, exceptions.
Sure.
The guys that pop once in a while.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting. We're going to get a chance to see the world's best. The good thing is, as Mike and I mentioned, Liv, those guys are here. We were talking about some of the odds. We'll get back into that a little bit later on. Guy Talk is on the way. And Matt Moore, NBA insider for the Action Network, is going to join us. Let's talk some dogs. Kirby says this G-Day, even though it's not going to be on TV, is going to be just like every other G-Day that he's been a part of.
Oh, okay.
He says the practice is not going to be televised. We know that. But he says, listen, it's going to feel like what we've done pretty much every year. He says it looks like we're pretty healthy, which is something he always talks about as to how he approaches this scrimmage. But we got a couple of kids that are out. He says, but we've got the numbers we needed to divide it into two teams like they normally do. They're going to do that. It'll be, you know, on the clock. So it'll feel like a game in essence, but we know it's a big practice. But he says the format's going to be very similar. So if you're going to this game on Saturday, and we know a lot of folks that are saying, hey, it's not going to be on TV, I'm going to go check it out. It's going to feel like it has over the last few years when you've watched it on television or if you've been at a G-Day since Kirby took over in 2015.
Yeah, but he didn't like it. He don't want to do it no more.
Well, then don't do it.
Well, do you think that Josh Brooks, there's a sort of a happy medium? Because it's not televised and then next year it just goes away and they'll just kind of do it quietly?
I will say this. There is no financial benefit, and certainly there is no benefit when you talk about putting your players – health at risk, because what you're asking them in these G-Day games is, let's up our performance,
right?
Now, they practice hard already, but if you get a guy hurt in G-Day, how upset are you as a Georgia fan to say, we didn't need to do this? It could happen at any practice, but if it happens at G-Day and you're putting on this showcase, that's a concern. So coaches are like, look, I can get more work in a regular practice that's closed off to the fans. We don't have to do this. And what is the benefit? I've always said the benefit is you get your alums and your fan base excited about what's coming.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. But if you don't feel like that's what you need to do, Mike, seven of the like major 12 schools in the state of Texas are not doing spring games this year.
Which is crazy because they invented it.
So it's one of those things where around the country, we talked about Nebraska, we talked about some of these other major programs. Coaches are trying to say there's no value in it, and I don't know if it's that or if it's just like, Mike, what we talked about, the poaching aspect, and more importantly, like I'm putting my players out there. Because if you want to know what Georgia runs, turn on the tape. They're not changing much, guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're the old argument, at least it came up this last offseason about Nebraska and other teams getting poached. Like, you know, guys know the depth chart. If the kid doesn't think he's starting, he's going to jet anyway. And, you know, that's one thing we said. It's kind of like this tightrope you're walking now because you're just never going to have the depth that you had 3-4 years ago, especially for teams like Georgia. But, I mean, like, if Kirby doesn't want to do it, just say, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's where it's going. But
for fans,
you get, like, then I don't want to hear about recruiting. I don't want to hear about any of this crap because it's all nebulous now. It all goes away in a heartbeat. So forget it. So why should I care about who you sign as a five-star when there's a 1 in 5 chance he's out the door anyway? By this time next year.
Yeah.
To me, that just kind of, you kill off, like, fans will always be passionate, especially here in this part of the country. But I liked it. I've always enjoyed it.
Me too.
And I
got to
be honest, as a fan of Florida State, I need the spring games. I even know who the hell's on the team.
Well, that's what most fans are. That's why.
You know?
And in this day and age with the portal, Mike, it's even worse.
Right.
Not for Georgia. They're not bringing in 30 guys. But a lot of these schools, there's a huge amount of turnover. You don't know these new faces. You know, we're talking about the wide receiver room at Georgia. You know these guys? Right. You know the kid from USC?
Your two biggest players just transferred in the portal.
I mean, I'd like to see them, and more importantly, I'd like to see if they can catch the ball and then handle it after the catch, which is something Georgia had a problem with last year. But, yeah, I'm with you. I've always liked it. I've always had this passion for it. But, Mike, maybe we're different. We came up in a time where the spring game was a big deal. It was, you got to go to spring game and hey, support your program. Okay, great. Now it's almost like, I don't know if we need to do this.
Well, Brent Key's going to do it. We're going to talk to Brent. I believe it's scheduled for Monday.
Monday, yeah.
So we'll see what Brent has to say about what his guys are doing in the white and gold spring game at Bobby Dodd, which goes up on, goes down on Saturday. So, guys, if you're going to be down there, all campus parking opens at 9 for this deal. And then I guess 12, is it 12 or 12:30? But either way, come on down and watch Georgia Tech do their thing. And I think for Brent, it depends where you're at. I think if you're trying to build further momentum for your program, you want people to be there and try to get your alumni fired up.
And by the way,
Kirby doesn't need to do that because they're at a different place right now. You could argue.
But either way, they are going to do it, and it's going to feel like a normal deal. All right, coming up, Matt Moore is going to join us, NBA insider for the Action Network. I'm looking at a report from one NFL source. We're going to keep an eye on this, who says that there is police responding to an assault in progress, Mike, involving Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
Uh-oh.
Andy Slater originally reported this. He's down in Miami. Fox Sports in Miami. That's where the report originally came from. And I think Don Kleiman has picked it up and said that police have responded to an assault in progress involving Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. We know nothing.
No, we'll wait till we get more info.
But we'll see where this goes with Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, has been on social media. It seems like he wants out.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
There was some stuff. There was an incident. Remember, I think it was in the Middle East. Was it Dubai at the airport?
Yes.
Where it was caught on camera with his wife. She had her cell phone. She was recording him.
Yep.
Making some terroristic threats. That's before, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, if not further back. But either way, we'll wait and see what they're saying.
All right, man. We're coming back. Matt Moore's next.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Dukes and Bell hanging out in Augusta. Beautiful day here. Part
yes.
three going on.
Yes.
At the Masters tomorrow. First round action starts. I love this time of year, man. We talk about it, the majors. I think Quail Hollow is up next.
You betcha.
In May after this. And
of course, Heritage over there at Hilton Head.
Yeah, yeah.
After the green jacket. Win the plaid jacket.
I'm just trying to figure out who's gonna win this thing, man. It's so hard to predict.
I'm gonna guess a white guy.
Oh, good point.
No, Gordon and I were just joking around. G Money, who's engineering today, we were just talking about our conversation earlier in the show about, like, you know, after the explosion of Tiger Woods, about, like, where's the next minority star? And go, you know, we have Spanish golfers, we have Asian golfers,
international.
What's up, an American from Southern California?
Yeah.
You know, Xander Schauffele.
You're saying you don't have an American black guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Well, I mean, I always want to use the proper nomenclature. I don't want to be that dude, you know. But I mean, where's the next, like, Tiger Woods? I'm not saying Tiger Woods as far as, I don't expect anyone to compete for Jack's record. I'm just talking about a guy like who can win a couple of majors and be a perennial star for a decade or more on tour.
I would
because Harry Varner III ain't that guy.
No. Good.
Yeah,
but not,
I mean,
he's
making,
not that
getting
guy.
Paid, making
no.
loot.
Yeah, I agree with you. And didn't he go to live? I want to say, didn't he? If I remember correctly.
I want to say he did. But no, we were just saying, because one of Gordon's daughters played golf, and we were just talking about how, like everything else in youth sports, there's nothing guys in their car don't already know, just how cost prohibitive it is. Because you and I were just saying, if you and I were doing what we did when we were kids, I don't think our families could afford
some
of the travel teams or hockey or baseball for
me. No, listen, I appreciate where I'm at because golf is such an expensive sport. Unless your dad is at a country club and you have access to go work on your game and practice. And, Matt, we're going to get to you in 1 second, but this is an interesting conversation because we're here in Augusta. We're going to talk some NBA with him in 1 second. Mike, you're not going to get good. You can't, as a kid, play every now and then. The benefit that Tiger had was his dad was in the service, which allowed him access to a golf course on a military basis.
Right.
Okay? That's that. There's a difference there.
And we know what the Williams sisters came through, and tennis is also very snobby in its own way.
Correct. But, you know, you have to have access to practice. Those are sports you just don't get good at overnight. All right, more on that coming up. It's an interesting question. It really is, because I don't know. I keep telling Mike, I don't know where that next kid is. I do know this. HBCUs are playing plenty of golf.
Right.
You know, there are places that are trying to develop kids everywhere, and I just don't know where that guy is. All right, Matt, thank you so much for holding on. He is an NBA insider for the Action Network. Last night, our Hawks, and I want to start here, Matt, about the Eastern Conference. They lose to Orlando. I want to ask you, who's the team do you feel like is going to make noise that maybe comes out of the play-in? Right now, you know, it's a game and a half between the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th team in the East, the Hawks being one of them. But are any of these teams that could make noise and come out of the play-in?
You know, I think I'm probably most interested in Orlando because of their defense. If they're able to secure the 7th seed and go up against Boston, not a bad matchup for them. They do a very good job of actually limiting three-point attempts, which is a huge part of trying to beat the Boston Celtics. So I like Orlando's defense in that capacity. You know, on paper, on surface, on just like the overall watching them night to night, it's hard for me to believe that the Hawks are going to be able to make this run. But, like, look, they've beaten good teams throughout the year.
Right.
It's been a minute without Jalen Johnson. It's a shame. If they had Jalen, I think that they're probably in line to be a really dangerous squad come here in 2 weeks. But even then, you know, Trae Young, we've seen him do stuff in the playoffs. We know Dyson Daniels is going to make big plays. I'm not completely out on the possibility of the Hawks surprising everybody and being the team that actually winds up catching a team by surprise and putting a little pressure on them, if not winning outright.
Because we've seen Trae do it. You know, we talked about it yesterday's show, Matt, like the year that he beat was Charlotte and Cleveland. And then, unfortunately, we lost in 5 to the Heat. Problem is, you know, it's Batman without a Robin. You know, we don't have Jalen Johnson, and Rhys Sachet is getting better and better each week. I just don't know what expectations should be for this team other than maybe, you know, if we do make it, we're out. What about the offseason, man? Do you see this team getting better? Because we got money to spend for the first time in a while. But, I mean, is it going to be worker bees? Because we don't need washed-up stars making $50 million. What do you think the Hawks could do in the offseason?
I still think they have a couple of levers they can pull. It depends on what they want to do. I think, you know, Onyeka Okongwu's kind of surge here, which has been a long time coming, complicates things, I think, a little bit because, you know, he was probably their best asset to try and look to move. And if he's going to play this well, you don't want to let go of him. But there's still a lot of teams, I think, that are looking to make moves. They're looking to make trades, and you can move forward. I think what's exciting is, you know, with Rhys Sachet is going to get better and Jalen Johnson, and I think, like, Jalen's got the capacity to be, like, the franchise player here for a couple of years with what he's able to bring to the table. You have this young core. You have Trae, who's very far from being, you know, old or moving into the later stages of his career. He's still in the first part of his prime. And so you've got this capacity. If you can bring in the right components, I just don't know what those components are. Is it a dynamic big man? Then you need a Trae Okongwu for it. It's probably time to – I'm usually not in favor of big moves, and you're right. You don't want to bring in an older player. I don't think that's the solution. You either have to kind of make a move for a guy that you think is underrated that can be the difference maker for you, that could be like a guy that makes a leap into stardom, or you need to probably try and target like an established kind of player to see if you can find the opportunity. Now, they swung out on DeJounte, so I understand like the hesitation on that. But look, this team's really talented. Jalen Johnson's awesome. He's great. And so you have this capacity to maybe really make a genuine move towards contention. But you're going to have to, I think, really figure out what it is that you're building around. Is it Jalen Johnson? Is it Trae? Who is it? And then go forward from there.
Yeah, and an example of what you're talking about, Matt, is Dyson Daniels. I mean, that was a swing, and the upside has been unbelievable, what he's been to this team. We're talking with Matt Moore, NBA insider. Let's talk about what happened yesterday around the league as we make our way around the NBA. Nuggets fire Malone. And Mike and I were both saying, okay, what the hey is going on here? This is a guy that's 2 years removed from a chip. We thought he was in pretty good standing. But then I hear, Matt, that he didn't want to play the young players. And the GM wanted him to play the young players, which are guys he drafted, and there was a riff. And then ownership is like, you're both gone.
Right.
You're gone, and we're not going to renew you. Is that what happened, or was there more to this?
No, that was it. And it just got very toxic from the beginning. What you had was you had two guys who were so confident that their way was the right way, that if you want to compete for a championship, you need players that know what they're doing. You can't spend the time to develop because that costs you minutes and that winds up losing you games. And I think that's accurate. Like, you don't want to sit through a 45-win season just to develop Zeke Najee and second-rounder Jalen Pickett. You want to be able to compete. And like, if you can develop those guys while you're doing that, great. But they didn't have that luxury, and so they wound up battling over it. And what wound up happening really was it got so bad it became personal. Like, it became very personal. It became paranoid on both sides. You know, I talked to sources yesterday that said that if you were a booth guy and you spoke to the coaching staff, you would get asked, hey, why are you talking to them? And the same thing being true from the other perspective if you were a Coach Malone guy. And that's just, you can't operate in the NBA with that kind of dysfunction. You just can't do it. You have to have everybody, you don't have to have everybody pulling in the same direction, but you can't have them pulling in polar opposite, I won't talk to you middle school directions. And so it was time for them to make a move, and ultimately that's what happened on top of all the losses they've had recently. There was a confidence they were not going to get out of the first round, and they do not want to waste a single postseason with Nikola Jokic, and they felt they have a better chance without Malone than they do with him.
That's crazy, man. That's dysfunctional. Carl, that's about as nuts as somebody secretly recording a general manager to an Italian. Oh, that's the Hawks.
That happened here.
Never mind. It is Matt Moore, guys, speaking about the NBA. Taylor Jenkins, too, with Memphis. The way it sounded like they brought assistant coaches in that he wanted no part of, coaching assistant, he didn't even know.
Yeah.
And that's why he got just a few weeks earlier.
Yeah, and I think that that's a lot of this. Is there was a shooting coach in Denver as well they brought in, and then was told, like, yeah, he's going to do this. And Malone said, no, like, that's not my guy. Like, you can't just bring, like, I put together the coaching staff. And this is always, I think, a source of tension with front offices and coaching staff, that they don't want to relinquish the ability to determine their own staff. And that happens a lot. Like, it just, a lot of times you'll have these front offices, they're like, well, I just like to get this guy involved in the process. We just want to have him on staff. And it's no, like, you have to give, I think you have to empower people to do their job. And I think coaching needs to be one of those where the coaches get to choose their staff. And when they don't, you set them up for failure. That was my problem with Memphis. They were set up for failure. And then when it happened, the front office was like, well, time to make a move. I hate seeing coaches set up for failure like we've seen both in Memphis and Denver.
Matt, tonight we get a big game. Lakers at Mavericks. First time Luka returns. He might go for 70. Who knows? But do the Mavericks ever get over this trade? I mean, Mavs fans are wearing Luka Laker jerseys to Mav games in protest right now, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah, I think this is one that honestly, like, the franchise is never going to be the same. The fan base is never going to be the same. Even if the next time that they get a franchise superstar, which Anthony Davis is not, if they get another franchise superstar through the draft down the line, if Nico Harrison's still around, how are you going to trust him to not move him too? How are you going to trust these guys? How are you ever going to trust the franchise again, no matter what happens? And I think that causes real problems. The fans are, like, this was so much deeper, and this was such a fundamental misunderstanding of what a player means to a community. And that connection is very real. Usually when a player leaves like this, it's because he decided to go to the Lakers. And you get that closure of, like, he doesn't want us? Well, we don't want him. And you deny the fans even that, where now they're just always going to be like, we wanted to have him. He wanted to be here, at least for now. And we never got to have that closure. It's a wound that's never going to close. And I don't know how the fan base recovers from that.
Yeah, man, the Mavs blew it. I'll never understand how you don't put that out there for open bidding, other than making that deal in secret. Hey, man, real quick, keep it in the West. Do you buy Oklahoma City? And when it comes to the teams that are leading right now, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, are they both going to handle that number one seed and get the job done and be in the finals?
No. I think at least one of those teams will not be in the finals. I feel confident in that. OKC, you've seen some of the warts that they've had. They give up the most three-pointers in the league. They have the highest opponent three-point rate, but they have the lowest opponent percentage. And if you have great shooters in the playoffs, that's when those guys step up and make big-time shots. That's a real concern, I think, for the Thunder. With the Cavs, their defense hasn't been wiped out all the time. And they've got some teams in the East, I think, especially like the Pacers, that could just cause absolute havoc. I think it could be a very entertaining playoff. I think one of those teams makes it to the finals, but I don't think both of them do.
Great stuff. Man, we appreciate you stopping by. Matt Moore, check him out, NBA Insider for the Action Network. We'll talk soon, my man, and look forward to the playoffs.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Yeah, man. And
I think a lot of folks like the Celtics taking out the Cavs. You buy that?
Look, seven games is different. I know the Cavs have been really good this year, but I'm with you, Mike. I think they still are the team to beat. And he said Orlando is a team that could come out of the play-in and do damage.
Well, we saw it last night. It was Banchero and Wagner went for 55 combined.
Yeah.
That's just we don't match up with that.
Hey, man, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, a developing story
Uh-oh.
In South Florida. Uh-oh, a little he said, she said, domestic squabble with one of the NFL's biggest stars. We'll get you up to speed on that. And what NBA player has gone from a gun celebration to a tossing a hand grenade celebration? We'll explain next. And Masters Week live in Augusta here at Twin Peaks, guys, right off of 520. Come by and see us, man. If you're going to be out here, maybe on your way out this afternoon, watch out for Johnny Law.
Yeah.
And if you are on your way home, definitely watch out for Johnny Law because he'll definitely get you going, if not coming, to Augusta Masters Week. But, yeah, man, great spot out here. It's a huge build out, and we're having a blast. Thanks to James from Twin Peaks and everybody for having us out here for Masters and a great time. Weather's perfect, the par three. Got to see some of the young kids and the families with all the pros out there. It really is a blast. And Crow and I were joking, yeah, we get to see those LIV golf guys who they want to put on the side of milk cartons because you never see them anymore. Unless it's a major.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see them. I just, you know, we don't really know, unless you're a hardcore LIV fan, and there's like three of you.
Right. Who's the same guys like spring football.
Who's really playing well right now and who's not. But we'll get a chance to see all of our favorites. I will tell you this, and I just retweeted it and put him up, see Dukes. Poppy McIlroy converts a lengthy putt.
Yes.
At number nine. And this is the coolest, sweetest thing I've seen in a very long time. As Rory is like on a knee and he's like, hit it, baby. And his little girl's there. And she you could see she's very like, how hard do I hit it? He's like, just hit it. And she taps this putt on nine and it goes down the hill. Mike, this thing takes about 5 minutes.
Right.
And it gets right to the hole and drops. Everybody loses it. It's an incredible thing. This is a sign. This is a sign for Rory at the Masters.
All right.
His daughter hits this long putt on number nine. Again, par three going on today, but I'm just telling you, you got to go see this because literally the guys are like, okay, maybe she didn't hit it hard enough. Okay, it's moving. Oh, it's going down the hill. Maybe this has enough. Maybe it looks like it might go, and you just see the excitement build. It's an awesome, awesome putt.
Good for Rory, man. Thing is, maybe that's the good karma because remember the story goes, and he, remember, was dating Caroline Wozniacki.
That's right.
Tennis player. And the story, for guys who don't remember, this is years ago. He's won all those majors. He's on pace for the career slam. He's going to go win the Masters. Has the meltdown. He hasn't won a major since 14. Coincidentally, he's about to get married. The invitations go out.
Uh-oh.
He calls off the wedding.
Yeah.
So the invitations are already in the mail, and it's kaput. So some would say the juju got bad. The karma got bad. Now Rory's badly married. There was even talk he was going to leave his present wife. They got things together, which is great to see. And now an aw shucks moment. But sometimes karma comes around. Maybe to your point, the karma with Rory, it's good.
It is.
And he is due. And I got to tell you, if it comes down to Rory versus some other dude, yes, I'm pulling for Rory in this one.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, man, the odds, by the way, we'll get to the story about Tariq Hill in a second. Real quick, Scotty Scheffler, he's at plus 450, so basically 4.5 to 1. He's got the best odds. Rory is 6.5 to 1. Colin Morikawa, who really doesn't want to speak with the media. I guess he'll speak if he wins the Masters. He's at 14 to 1. John Rahm at 14 to 1. I said to Carl earlier, DeChambeau at 16 to 1 seems like a hell of a value.
It does.
You know, if you're going to get with your guy, you got to do it tonight. Well, the Masters starts tomorrow.
The thing about DeChambeau, and this is what I haven't seen enough of his game recently, we know he can bomb the ball. But is he going to play under control here at the Masters where you need certain shots?
Right, and the putting sometimes. I don't know, with that crazy, like that grip where you can see all the vascularity and striations.
The muscles.
How do you putt like that? It just looks ridiculous.
It's like he's lifting.
Yeah, like what's that? He's just too damn muscular. Hey, man, Ludvig Åberg, yeah, the dot on top of the A means you pronounce it Åberg. He is a plus. He's 20 to 1. Shoffley 22 to 1. Justin Thomas 22 to 1. Great moment with his kids out there today. Brooks Koepka 33 to 1. You were asking about Jordan Spieth.
Yeah,
33 to 1. Because I don't know where his game is at. Tommy Fleetwood.
Mike,
it was funny.
Those odds should be lower for Spieth.
Yes, but he doesn't win used to. He doesn't give you four rounds.
Yeah,
he can't put it together. G Money Gordon is engineering today, and he goes, "Man, that's the coolest name I've seen in a minute." Tommy Fleetwood. I go, "Yeah." I go, "Fleetwood." We all love the Cadillac, the Fleetwood Delegance, Brom Delegance. My nana had, but Tommy Fleetwood. He's good. Same thing. He's good for maybe leading around, and then. on Sunday.
Yeah, he'll lose it. You're right.
Yeah, and he's one of the top golfers. He always gets paid, but he never comes home with a trophy. Anyway, we'll be talking more about the golf throughout the weekend. One last nugget on LIV Golf. They moved over to Fox from wherever else they've been on. Who knows? Needless to say, this weekend, the pros on the PGA Tour had a decent result. 1.75 million viewers were watching this week as Brian Harman kind of ran away with it down there in Texas. But the LIV Golf guys were on Fox, Big Fox, like that you know and should be watching, and they only got about 484,000 people watching LIV Golf. So it's just not working.
It's not. I mean, it's working in their pockets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Saudi Arabia's paid them guaranteed loot, but it's not working as far as
visibility.
It's not in your conscience.
No,
you don't even
not.
Know when they're playing.
It's not, Mike. And that's the issue. I mean, every golf fan, we all want the best golfers playing against each other in these all these big tournaments. But to your point, yeah, I guess I'm not the minority in this. I told you, I've not watched one LIV event.
I watched the one down in Mexico. I think it was a year or two ago where Sergio won it late night in the dark.
Yeah.
Or maybe Joaquin Newman won it. But they were going – it was so dark. All you get, they had the irises wide open. They finished at like 8:30. And there was nothing else on. But you're right. I'm like, yeah, it's not moving the needle.
It's not. And I know everything else in sports, think about this, is truly dictated by TV dollars. Right? Views, ratings. The Saudis are just throwing money at this thing. They don't care.
No.
And that's part of this. So if you're saying, well, at some point it'll cave. No, it won't.
No, eventually they will merge with the PGA. We thought we thought last winter it was going to come down, and they keep monkeying around with it. Rory, we talked about when the whole thing went down, was basically standing by the PGA, only to have the PGA secretly dealing with LIV, made Rory look like a putz. Rory's the face of the tour. Carl and I talked about it earlier because last week, or back in March, Colin Morikawa apparently struggles, comes up short at the Arnold Palmer's tournament at Bay Hill, and basically says, I'm not talking to the media. Like, what? These are the guys that promote your brand. That's why you get those sponsors on your shirt and you make millions of bucks. So it's kind of like you got to do it. And we're not exactly talking about, like, you know, they're breaking out the hot lamp or they're waterboarding you. We're talking golf media.
Although they might. They should.
I mean, the way he's acting. Yeah, but I mean, to sit there, the stuff that he was throwing out there was just like, you know, there needs to be a balance, you know, an ebb and flow between everything. You can't just ask when I'm playing well. What does that even mean? If you blow it by a stroke, tell us what happened. You say everybody else steps up. Even guys like Greg Norman, sour pusses like him, will say, you know, yeah, struck, you know, whatever. I hit the wrong shot, yada, yada. It's not that complicated. So to me, Rory has to answer questions about him and goes, well, you know, in the NBA and NFL, they're obligated. Technically, we don't. So, okay, if you want me to care about you, then don't talk to the media. Or not care, I should say.
I'm with you on this. I said earlier, and Morikawa I like a lot, but you haven't won enough to start dictating when you can or won't talk to the media. You're certainly not the face of the tour. And more importantly, I think it helps your brand. Like, fans want to know, and you have a lot of fans. You have a lot of fans out there. I think his game, Mike, he might win this thing this weekend.
Right.
His game is suited for the Masters, but I'm just saying, like, I think this is lame. I really do. As I like to say, weak sauce. This is weak sauce when you start talking about, well, you guys, I don't owe you this. Yes, you do.
It's the softest media in all of sports, so come on, stop it. And, yeah, man, I mean, even we talked about DeChambeau earlier in the show. Bryson was kind of an enigma. Now I kind of find myself pulling for the guy. It just sucks that he's, again, on a format where nobody's watching. All right, breaking news out of South Florida. Still waiting to get more details, but the...
Did you say a man in Florida?
A Florida man. Well, technically, Tyreek Hill is a Florida man. WPLG, Channel 10, down in Miami, have the story. Tyreek Hill involved in an alleged domestic dispute with his wife at a high-rise condo in Sunny Isles, the north end of Miami Beach. According to an incident from local 10 News, officers with Sunny Isles PD showed up, and they said it was an assault in progress. When they arrived, police said they spoke with his wife, Keita Hill. Her mother apparently has been staying in the condo, Alisa Vaccaro. She told the PD that she'd been living there a while, and shortly after the birth of the granddaughter, I guess second child, maybe third, she described Hill as very aggressive and impulsive, said she feared for her daughter's safety. They called the police after claiming she witnessed Tyreek Hill throw a laptop on the floor, then grab his daughter and begin walking toward the balcony of their residence following an argument with his wife. Said they've been arguing more frequently. Said that whenever she gives her opinion on anything they discuss, he becomes angry. You know, Sherlock, he's got his mother-in-law living in the condo.
Yeah.
I'm not making light of it. We'll wait and see where this goes, because right now we're getting one side of the story.
Sure. Whenever we see, you know, Tyreek Hill's name, you just have to wonder, you know, what's going on.
Right.
And that would be with any NFL player, but specifically, you know, a star like Tyreek Hill. I don't know if this affects, depending on what the outcome is, how the Dolphins maybe handle this or if they don't. But, you know, they'll let the law play itself out. And if there's nothing to it, then they'll move on.
Keita telling the, I guess it got to the newspaper, so the cops obviously immediately turned around and called the TV station.
Sure, sure.
But said the two had been attending couples therapy, but quote, it's not working out. Well, you want to see, don't see anybody get broke up. Hopefully they can put this together. But man, just, oof. You know, that's a dude, remember they had an incident we were talking about earlier. It was, I think, in Dubai. It was in Abu Dhabi.
This is when he was with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, it was at the airport.
Yeah.
And I want to say, we've been back at least five or six, before his time with the Dolphins, where he was saying some pretty nasty stuff, and she had the phone basically recording it, which doesn't help his image. Hey, man, we're live here at Twin Peaks. And by the way, a lot of guys hitting us up, enjoying the photo I posted. I always like to provide good content. We do it to put them up. C. Dukes for Carl, and I'm Mike Bell, ATL. We talked about the swag and some of the stuff. You are coming to the Masters. Some of the bartenders and some of the servers here rocking some of the gear you can get at this year's Masters. Have you seen these hats that say Magnolia or some of the different holes, Azalea?
Oh, that's cool.
In pink and white, and you can see the hat being worn by the lovely Christina that I posted, although the hat might not be the first two things you notice on the photo at Mike Bell.
Did you say two things?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But enjoy. We provide content you need here at Dukes and Bell.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
So you posted this thing with Abe, who left a drink on the table before we sat down here at Twin Peaks in Augusta. Abe then tweeted at you and said, I assumed for about 4 hours that the server would take it eventually. You responded, you bring things that are unauthorized into the premises and then expect them to be discarded, which I found very funny. Then Abe says back to you, I refuse to believe that you, sir, have never snuck in a flask anywhere, LOL.
No, I'm not bringing, well, I'll tell you what, if I'm bringing something onto a premises, it ain't going to be rain total body fuel. Rainbow sherbet flavor. This has got to be the softest energy drink. Real quick, Chris, I know that you'd like to get oots when you're out doing your raves. Have you ever heard of Rain Total Body Fuel Rainbow Sherbet? I come into Twin Peaks, and Abe has brought this contraband, whatever this is, and the can is at my workstation where I'm trying to plug in my computer. Chris, you ever heard of this stuff?
Yeah, Mike, like you said, this is a chaser that you use at a nightclub when you need a little boost when you're taking a shot of Jack.
I thought that was cocaine. No?
No comment, Carl.
Someone really? Says, hey, everybody, I love my rave with some ecstasy when I'm out there tripping like fantastic.
I'm just saying. But I love how Abe comes back at you. You, sir, have never snuck a flask in.
No.
He snuck a drink in. What are you doing sneaking a drink in the Twin Peaks?
You're bringing in some crap. And by the way, it's rainbow sherbet flavor. It's the most unmanly thing you can put in your body.
When's the last time you had sherbet, by the way?
As a sorbet, as an ice palate cleanser. You know, years ago. First he breaks your microphone, then he's bringing this stuff.
Oh, he didn't break my mic yesterday. I didn't appreciate that at all. I didn't appreciate it.
Hey, get your act together, man.
All right, man. Coming up, we're going to talk about our Falcons, guys. We're live in Augusta. We are at Twin Peaks. Again, we've been telling you, we have been here all day. It's been a lot of fun. And we're getting ready for the Masters. Lots of folks hanging out with us. And, Mike, the crazy thing is, and we'll talk more about this, I literally have seen van, limos, trucks pull up, and 8, 9, 10 guys get out of it. And you just start to realize the buzz here in Augusta for the Masters. We'll talk about some of the people we run into when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.